Okay, welcome back, everybody.
We're ready.
Last two rounds. Hello, Graham.
He needs to get to bed because he's got Carl to sort out tomorrow.
Graham's got fruit to eat.
I've got to get to bed so I can read Borough Chat, don't you know?
Don't worry, all the idiots are in here tonight.
Okay, before we do round seven, have you boys handed in your teams?
Yeah, we're just writing
your
out.
Squads?
We're presenting it. The 20, how many?
20 of the 26.
Yeah, 26 arseholes.
Whoa now, one of them ain't an arsehole.
We've got 19 on
Mark
our
Roberts
professionally
isn't,
headed
sorry,
paper.
Mark Roberts isn't nice. An arsehole.
19.
Patrick Aguimau.
Do you want to mark those and we'll move on with the...
Lee Hills.
Yeah, okay, Graham will mark those.
And
we'll move
Anthony Grant.
On the top of my
stop giving them arseholes.
They've handed theirs in now. Anthony Grant.
No, Graham likes Granty.
We're calling this on the buzzer round, okay?
Can we have one?
We're just going to... If you just bear with me a second...
I'm going to throw a toffee at you.
We've actually
than
got a buzzer over this side and a bell that side, and they've both got different...
Has he got something
actually
to answer the questions, though?
So what you're going to do is you're going to slap the table when you've
selfie
got the answer, okay?
Hang on, we're having a team selfie. Hang on a minute.
All right, Ellen.
We're putting our Facebook for breast cancer, so don't.
I think you should do that.
Make sure you donate your £3 and screenshot that as well. Boring.
Graham, I think you and Carl should do that tomorrow.
Okay, are you?
I think you and Carl should have a selfie tomorrow.
Graham Wesley, Carl Robinson, make up free selfie.
What can we do?
Oh, you don't know what a selfie is, do you? Put it on your Twitter account. Oh, you don't have one.
We could sort that out.
Sick it.
A really big one and pop it over
and
Carl
stick
Robinson.
Carl in it, yeah.
Or he put it over the top of his head. Anyway.
So you want a photo of Carl Robinson with a sock on his head for charity?
Yeah.
For
he'll know what that means because he follows
say, if he doesn't say yes, then
sock
he loves
in a cock.
Cancer.
Then tell him
cock,
that cancer.
Cock in a sock, I think you're
cock, oh, yeah, cock in a sock, yeah. Can you can ask him Graham, please ask him.
So if I can get him with a sock on his head. Yeah. For charity.
Yeah.
Everyone here will give a pound to charity.
Yeah. No! I would give you 10 English pounds for charity. Everybody would give you 10 English pounds for charity.
Pound will do.
But
Dean
has only got 10
so
we money box.
We'll have a crack.
When we do the interview tomorrow night, you will provide us with a photograph.
We'll have a crack.
Okay, photograph, we'll see what we'll do.
A photograph of Carl and a sock.
Can
a
you not just tell... Right,
toffee.
Before we go to round seven, can you not just tell us... What's that? That's Miguel Cominguez. Charlie Horlock, he was a goalkeeper. Remember him?
Went back to Wickham in the summer.
You don't remember him?
No.
You signed the twat.
No, Smithy.
No.
Can I make an addition to our lineup?
You keep your bloody nose out.
Can I add a name to our lineup? Graham?
We've got 23
is that,
answers.
Is that valid if I had a quick name
no,
to the lineup?
You've submitted.
Who was it anyway?
No, he's taking names off our lineup. You can't add one.
Who's your name that you were going to add on just out of
I
interest?
Wanted to put on 35 goal a season striker Omar Tunkara.
Oh, well, yeah, Omar Tunkara, 35 goals.
In
yeah
fairness, Graham, he did submit, but I'll take you back to Rotherham when we made the substitution and there was a slight problem with the substitution.
Yeah, who made that mistake?
Yeah, that Mitchell Jones, you know.
He's a wanker.
That Mitchell Jones. Never delegate responsibility to somebody.
You know
Mitchell Jones, honestly.
Have you heard Mitchell Jones' song on a Saturday afternoon?
What's his song?
Well, you know when everyone says Graham Wesley
is a wanker, he's a wanker,
and then they go Mitchell Dino, and then they go Jones. Jace, and then you have Mitchell Jones is a wanker, and he always gives a little timid wave.
Does he?
Wait,
I've never heard that.
You wait till you turn. It's only a few people sing it, but it's lovely. He always gives a little wave.
I love Mitchell Jones. He's a fabulous person.
What does what does he do for you? Just to like people that don't know him, what does he do?
I don't know. But he's a lovely guy.
He's a lovely bloke.
Yeah, but yeah, that's our hard-earned cash guys going on his salary. Just remember that when you pick
that
your
gives
money
me
up
a pack like that every Friday, every Wednesday in advance of a game.
Can you ask him to do it better?
We won't have to have heart attacks every fucking Saturday.
You know what? Once we're done, I might put you two as coach and manager in the dugout before the end of the season. See how you get on.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Brentford away.
I think I might
what,
do.
What away?
And you know what? I'm going to go up, sit alongside Hedgie and do the commentary. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, no fucker would listen.
Yeah.
You'd have to spend one half doing the commentary and one half starting terrible.
Yeah,
songs
yeah. We'd have Daisy stories. In goal, 10 upfield when we're defending a corner, wouldn't we? Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're talking the end of the season, can we have you and Carl Robinson in the dugout? Because he'll be out of a job. So he might as well have something to do at Brentford.
Yeah, and Chris Wilder.
Yeah, well, I'm not used to making changes so early, like, you know, so I wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, do you mind what's if we John move Coleman on to doing round seven now? On the buzzer round, just slap the table. Graham is watching. Forget your bell, Dean. On the buzzer round.
Which he's been doing for the last 18 months, ironically.
Boom, boom.
On the subject of Stevenage Football Club, general knowledge, question one. Fingers on the buzzer. Who's the odd one out and
Graham
why?
Wesley.
Graham Wesley, Mark Stimson and Gary Smith.
Was
Dino.
No, it was Pete.
Gary Smith never won the FA Trophy.
Or anything.
It's not quite the answer I've got
well,
here.
It's Gary Smith, true. Answer.
Gary Smith never won a game.
My answer is Graham Wesley because he's the only one who's got a full head of hair.
The actual answer is
you're
Gary
growing on me.
Gary
shit,
Smith.
That is a shit answer.
Because he didn't take Stevenage to Wembley.
I'm giving that to the right.
Okay. Question. I have never seen such fucking favouritism in my whole life.
Question two. What date was
do you,
Graham?
Do you watch our games?
No, it's obvious that he doesn't. But you heard what he says.
Question two. What date was Graham Wesley appointed manager for the third time?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
19th of March last year.
Wrong.
No, it was
25th of March.
No, it was later than that.
Wrong. 30th of March 2013.
Oh, no, but can I actually just say, can I just say, before we move on...
Can I say to you to the day yesterday that Smithy got sacked?
Mark, you were wrong.
No, I know I was wrong, but what I was going to say is Graham and I were in negotiations to bring him back probably on the 19th. You've got to remember. You've got to
no
remember.
Comment.
Now, do you remember when you said to him, "I saw you at South Mimms," and Graham went,
"Where's South
Where's
Mimms?"
South Mimms?
I'm good, aren't I?
Question number three: Stevenage Borough's first game in 1976 versus Hitchin Town Youth postponed? Dino,
he hasn't hit the table.
Well, I've got a bell.
Mark.
I don't know.
Maybe you can't just hit the table. A waterlogged pitch.
Wrong. Mark, I'll hand it over.
No rope ranking Georgie.
Ah, that's a
Georgies.
Good answer.
It's actually wrong. It's a
paedophile in the crowd.
Fairly well known answer.
I'll tell you what, we'd never play a game, would we?
A trench had been
apart from when you're on holiday.
A trench had been dug in the Broadhall Way pitch.
What is that a problem?
Oh,
we had to play at Accrington.
You can't say that.
How was that a problem?
Allegedly.
We played on the Somme battlefield at Accrington and we're getting called off at Hitchin for a trench.
Any secrets for tomorrow's game, Graham? On the pitch, have we done anything for that
Sprinklers.
One?
Sprinklers.
We wouldn't seek to gain unfair advantage.
No sprinklers going on during the middle of the game or anything like that?
We wouldn't seek to claim unfair advantage. We like to win the gentlemanly way at this football club.
Okay. Question number four. Who was the former chairman?
Steve Watkins. You are a professional broadcaster and you've let him get away with that.
Who was the former chairman who arranged to have the pitch dug up?
Pete knows that.
Well, hang on, we were knocking before you finished the...
Mark was first.
Well done, Pete Heyman, for sportsmanship. I don't know the fucking answer.
He's only let you have that because he said, I don't know the answer.
I've got to hurry you.
Ken Bales.
No.
No, it's before
It weren't
really
him, but it was some Greek-sounding fellow.
It was...
Michael Falatitis.
Javier Revelta.
Greek.
That was DJ Gray's mate.
No. Huey would be insulted.
Question number five. Name all of Stevenage's chairmen in order from 1976 to the present day.
Where does Javier fit
six.
In?
Six.
Someone else between it.
No, Ken Davis.
Right. He's not in the order of chairmen. Who's the former chairman?
Bang!
Right. Okay, we've got the... We've got Dino's team. I think they've got the answers. Come on, Emma.
Borough Guides, Pete Heyman.
I'm chancing an arm here. Keith Berners, Ken Vale, Victor Green, and Phil Wallace.
But you said there were six.
There are actually six. You've got four there.
We can't count.
Alan Reiner's...
I never heard the word six from your lips.
You're missing
so
two in the middle.
Alan Reiner's one of them.
Sorry?
Alan Reiner.
Correct.
You're dead
right. Alan Reiner.
No.
Javier was the former chairman who dug the pitch up, but he wasn't a former chairman.
We know the other one. It was a. Ron Berners.
You're not going to get
Keith
it.
Keith Berners.
It was actually George Clark.
Oh, George. That's typical George.
Good old George. So
I got an email from him and all.
Graham, oh, Pete,
you
got an email from him.
How you
is
feel.
He still alive?
Yeah.
Question number six. Which season was Stevenage Football Club denied promotion to the Football League due to the ground attendance?
95-96.
Correct.
Question number seven.
13-11.
What squad number does Joseph Angessen wear?
Yeah.
28.
Correct.
Question number eight. Put the names of Stevenage Football Club teams in the past in order.
You don't know it. You banged and you don't know. I can tell by your face.
I'm going to have to hurry you.
Stevenage Athletic.
Stevenage Borough.
No, you got it wrong.
Oh, you got it wrong on the first one, like I did. Right. Second one.
Right, you're going to be pedantic here. I know you are. We're starting with Stevenage. We're going to go with Stevenage Town, Stevenage, then back to Stevenage Town, Stevenage Athletic, Stevenage Borough, and then Stevenage again.
Look at Steve's face.
There was a few Stevenages in there.
Well,
is it right or is it wrong?
Listen to the chairman when we dropped the borough. He said we started as Stevenage.
What did you say, chronologically or alphabetically?
I've actually.
How is Town before Athletic, you dozy?
I think.
So you're saying Town, Athletic, Borough, Stevenage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Stevenage. Yeah. Because you're
giving it.
Yeah!
We'll give him that one.
What was the question? Word for word, off your card.
No, he's giving it.
The question
Graham's
was, put
Graham's
the names of Stevenage Football Club in order.
Excuse me, would you question Andy Durso like that?
In order of what?
Yes, you would.
In order. Stevenage Town, Stevenage
Athletic.
In order of what? Moving on, question number nine.
It's 13 all.
He's ignoring us. Jeff that night when Jeff was giving his things and he just ignores him like there's no one in the room. Well, I'm not putting up with him. Have you got a microphone or not?
It's my line. It's my game. Who was Stevenage player of the year in 1996?
Welcome to the Steve
Watkins. This whole night come from me.
Welcome to the Steve Watkins show.
You could actually cheer a little bit louder if you really want.
Mark, ruined the whole night.
You could do Paulio Flounce in a minute.
Question number nine. Who was Stevenage's player of the year in 1999?
Oh, Dino,
because I don't think Holly's heard the question.
Jason? Carl Orford.
Wrong.
Robin Trott.
Robin Trott it was.
So did How Holly, did you know that?
Holly's
you guessed
Holly's
that.
Didn't hear the question.
Yeah, we've done that one, Bob.
Question number 10. How many goals did Barry Hales score for Stevenage Borough?
All of them.
How many goals did Barry Hales score?
Yeah, we
for
heard
Stevenage?
You. We don't know. 74. Pete knows.
Pete.
He's Borough Guide Guru.
67.
Ooh, is wrong.
74.
Oh, even closer.
Yes!
73.
If I hadn't given that one earlier, 49-50, I wouldn't give you that point, but I did, so I will.
That's fair. And thank you, Graham. It's very, very...
And a very
good
special bonus question for round seven. Name in order...
Of what?
He hasn't asked it yet.
The four Stevenage fanzines.
Chronologically. All right. Yep.
Yeah, I guess that's the...
You guess you wrote it, you dick.
I got it. I think I got it.
Mark's team.
Right, banged.
Gits is up.
Scuffers.
No, you're wrong already.
Don't run, trot, then the broader way.
Well, it's five.
No,
isn't it?
It's five.
He said four.
We've got five.
Four.
No, we've got five. Because there was one.
Boy C. Come along now, Boy C.
Was there no one called Boing Boing Barra?
Quizmaster's having a really difficult moment here.
There was one called Boing Boing Barra. And Boy C just nodded.
There's a seriously difficult moment going on here.
Well, that's bollocks because.
But what was also bollocks is when he came out with George Boyd's song and got that wrong at all.
Boy C.
I've got seven copies of Boing Boing Barra Barra.
Steve sat down and went, I'm going to do a quiz. Who's going to know loads? Boy C.
and then he realised he was wrong.
This is the second time we've had to come back to you for clarification on an answer.
So at the end of this round, the boys to my left have got 15 and the boys to my right have got 13.
Yeah, I think that's about right, yeah.
Okay.
Graham's not taking no shit, is he?
I think Graham wants to go home.
Well, however, the boys to my right have just earned 2 bonus points by getting 22 of the 26 players who've gone. So we go into the final round with the state of play at 15 all, everything
round
to play for.
Graham, could you just name 2 of your favourite players off that list of 22 that we gave you?
Right.
Two of my favourite players.
Yeah. Who did you kick through the revolving doors?
Yeah, of your favourites. No.
Because Darren Murphy came in and went straight back.
Darren Murphy.
Bruno's going to go on and be a good player. Bruno
think?
Andrade.
Not under Redknapp.
Yeah, I like Bruno.
Tell us about Bruno and your 10-minute rule.
Well, after 10 minutes, I thought he was good. And then I didn't think he was good after that. He's fast, but he can't tackle and he can't cross.
You think tackling and crossing better than stepovers? Wouldn't you think so?
Response to that, Graham?
Robbo would be the other one of the 22.
Oh, yeah, but that's absolute. You're playing so safe tonight, Graham Wesley. I don't like it.
Okay, final round.
I'm saving my adventure for the morning. We've got a game to play.
Yeah, but you've got a magician tomorrow, so, you know, what are you going to do about that then?
I mean,
some people would say you'd have to be a wizard to take him on.
Well, you know full well that I spent a lot of time at Dusseldorf, what was it called?
Hogwarts.
Dusseldorf.
Hogwarts.
Where did Harry Potter
learn his
trade?
Well, I'd rather you spent time at Dusseldorf, but yeah. Hogwarts will do, Graham.
You know what I'm talking about.
And as we all know, wizards are magicians' bitches.
No, it's the other way around.
Probably the other way around, but anyway.
Graham Wesley, the film buff. How about that? I never thought it. Round number 8. Football general knowledge.
Dungledore.
I can't hit the table anymore because under 2.5 inches of Thatcher's gold.
Okay. On the buzzer again. Really quick, please, guys.
Oh, okay.
Question number 1. Where was Marcel Desailly born?
Yeah.
Senegal.
Wrong.
Ghana.
Yes.
Correct.
16-15.
Question number 2. Former Liverpool winger Patrick Berger was an international for which country? Czech Republic, correct. Question number 3.
Good job we got Pete, innit?
Who won the FA Cup in 1992?
Liverpool,
correct. Question number 4. Who scored the Premier League's first ever goal?
Brian Dean
is correct. Question number 5.
I'll ring the bell, you just sit there and enjoy it, Creaky.
I'm loving this. I bet you're pissed off you spilt all your beer over there.
We're winning and we've got a drink.
But look at the fucking state of you.
Hurry up, I need a piss. Come on.
Which league team plays their home games at Windsor Park?
Linfield.
Correct. Question number 6.
I'm so glad I got
Pete. How many years was Sir Alex Ferguson in charge of Manchester United? Pete.
23.
Wrong.
Yes, Jeff.
19. 18.
Oh, nah,
the actual answer is 26. Question number 7. Which English league club were involved in Juventus Football Club changing their kit from your pink shirts in
1990?
Correct.
Graham, tell us about Notts County. Tell us about Jack Grealish. Do you remember him?
Jack Grealish.
Pussy. That was that winger, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he cried when he got taken off.
He got upset, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he got all.
Did he tweet about me? You told me, didn't you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He didn't tweet about you. I think he tweeted about Stevenage in general.
He's celebrating though because they're moving up the league and Stevenage will get relegated.
Now they are. Rob
he Bob. Celebrated like he'd won the FA Cup. Now, actually, can I say what you told me?
I can't remember saying anything to you.
You said, where
did you have that discussion with me at South Mimms?
When I said he got all upset because we set out to get him injured and take him off, you said to me...
he was talking about Dean.
No, I'm thinking shit. he said...
You're a thick as shit cop.
Our beloved manager said, I didn't want him to go off, I want him to stay on. Because he was shit.
Question number 8.
I can't imagine me ever saying anything like that. That show doesn't sound like me.
I've got the screenshot.
Not one of my words.
Question number 8. Burton Albion played our home games at which stadium?
Pirelli Stadium
is correct. Question number 9.
We've spent all evening getting a 15 all just so that you can give it them on the final round. Are you for real? We've spent the whole night.
You should have come up with some sort of tiebreaker where we had to get dressed up as sumo wrestlers or something.
Graham, it's my quiz, not yours.
It's taken you eight months to get the bollocks to tell him what you really think, Watkins. And now he's going to tread on your toes big time tomorrow.
Steve, fucking burnt tomorrow.
Steve, you enjoy tomorrow. Your post-match interview tomorrow.
Did he really try? Did he really try and do that to me? Did he really try and do that to me? Captains, let's leave this round behind. Get out in front, the two. I need the two captains out in front. We're going to decide this properly. Come on, get out in front.
You've got to win this now.
You've got to win this because his palm is killing him now.
My quiz is finished. Graham's taking over.
We're going to decide. We're going to decide this properly.
I'm taking a microphone with me just in case.
This is a 60-second bout. It's a 60-second bout. You got 60 seconds to my left, and then you got 60 seconds
is
right.
Is it wit? Is wit involved?
The audience is yours. You got 60 seconds to win it. When you finish your 60 seconds, the audience is going to give a round of applause to whatever degree it wants. I'll measure it using my decibel meter. The winner will be the team that produces the biggest noise from 60 seconds of stand-up comedy.
Dean, just bribe them with sex and money. Just do it.
Mark, the floor is yours.
He's got notes!
You go first.
Can't Dean start, because he's already come dressed for 60 seconds of comedy.
It's poor. Don't laugh. Don't laugh at it. It's poor. That's poor effort.
60 seconds, so let's not.
You should have seen the shirt he had on before he put the Fred Perry on.
I can't believe it was down here after me.
It was like one of them like Mingers.com kind of shirts.
Geezer taking a piss out of me. He gets his wardrobe exclusively from Giacomo.
You're worse than Graham Wesley with your recycled gags. He done a gag on me twice in front of two different audiences. In fact, actually three, because he's done it again tonight about Borough Bear, me being better as Borough Bear on the radio. Ha 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 ha.
But that's fine, but I told you that joke in the car park.
Yeah.
And then you teed me up for it.
Yeah, but
Right, okay. Allowed a 60 seconds. I don't want 6 seconds. I'm just going to read out a poem that came into Dictionary Corner.
I've got.
How does this count? This ain't your wit.
Yeah, but Graham, you've invited trouble on yourself because I've just got a brilliant thing that I've remembered.
All bear that in mind, by the way. Right, the poem goes. I'm going to get stabbed.
Take your time, yeah?
There was a young man...
Graham's got Carl Robinson in the morning.
The thing that worries me is he said morning and we don't play till 3 o'clock.
You don't know where he's meeting him.
There was a young man named Graham. I didn't write this.
You carry on.
I just got the bollocks to read it out.
You carry on.
Whose objective was always to slay him. But his rank and file was so versatile... that he never quite knew where to play them. And that's not my handwriting.
Beautiful.
That's been...
Beautiful.
I didn't...
Do you know the floor's yours?
Well, Dean and his shirt.
I wouldn't like to... We've said many times in this podcast in the last 49... Well, probably...
No, it's not a Ronnie Corbett impression.
Although you are dressed like him.
Okay, well I won't try and be pleasant then, Graham.
Relax and untuck your shirt, Dean.
No, I'm of a certain age where I need to tuck my shirt in. And it was a recent game. When was it? It was a game where Graham came out for his interview before the music and the celebrations had finished. So, yeah, we must have won. And he was up in the commentary box doing his Three Counties interview and there was a chap from The Sun. And Steve had finished his very friendly, you know...
Oh, I'm sorry if I'm boring you, but this is a fucking great punchline.
This is!
And Steve had finished his very friendly questioning, was like, oh, Graham, that was great, well done, you know, you were fantastic. Yeah, same question as last week, and like he didn't step on his toes. Cause,
so, Graham, yeah, a difficult run of games.
The greatest thing about last week was he came back up to the commentary box last week, and
you, I like the way I've dragged you out longer than a minute, so therefore I win.
You know, he'd done a question, and you just answered him about what, you know, and you just said what a great clean sheet it was, and Steve went, it was a good clean sheet to make, wasn't it? And then you answered the question again, and he was like, he said to me, why the fuck did I ask that question again? But this particular night...
Can I just say, do you think I actually listen to the answers he gives me?
Well, Graham, no, never. But you get really... I will never forget when we came home from Milton Keynes. You know that 4-1 defeat that we had at Milton Keynes earlier in the season?
Yeah, yeah, I remember it.
And we got in the car, me
that
and
was
Kevin.
Shortly before we beat them 2-1 at home, wasn't it?
in that paint pot gang undercar. And Steve was going, why did I fucking ask that question?
Steve, you're going to have to edit that out.
But this particular night, who did we beat? Who did we beat that night when Graham came up and
do a whole night of a quiz. We're going to have to cut it all out just to get this story in.
Is it me, or has he started but not finished five stories? This is Ronnie Corbett.
And you'd played Darius up front, and then obviously you'd moved Darius 3 or 4 times, and you'd moved him back to left back. And Steve finished his interview, turned his tape off, and the bloke from The Sun goes, Graham, I thought it was a very good move when you moved Darius from up front to left back, because Peter Hartley was getting raped by his arse every time the right winger went by him. And what you did was really, really good. And you went, thank you very much. I didn't realise we were that good. And I went, nor did we!
Yeah, that's what.
And you didn't speak to me for about 4 weeks.
I did not.
No, you didn't.
Is that it? Is that it?
I'm sorry.
Is that
and,
it?
And the great punchline was...
Thanks, Dean.
Well, I have to say...
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we got our winners.
But there was about 8 or 9 people in the press box that night going, he's got a fucking point.
He's still going!
When in a hole, stop digging.
Well, that's why I'm the assistant commentator rather than the lead commentator.
Can I just say, Dean's job on the radio is to summarise.
Oh, God. Steve, as the impartial referee in the evening's event, I think it would be unfair to declare a winner. I think the evening is the winner, the charity is the winner. Congratulations to both teams. Excellent sport, excellent spirit. Well done all.
And Graham, just a quick thank you very much for giving up your evening to be here as well. And taking some rather tame abuse. And yeah, so cheers. Round of applause for Graham Weston, please.
Well, thanks, Mark. I was just going to try and round off there. And
Steve, just for 1 second.
Hang about. Sorry, Dino wants a word.
Can we take...
Can you just do the rest of his outro?
Yeah, can I? I'll just do my gag again. Would you take 1 or 2 questions, Graham? Anyone got a question for Graham?
Where have we got the roving mic?
Oh, I'll do it. I've done everything else tonight.
Hands up.
Oh, yeah. Anybody the Mark Hollis show. Oh, John's got a question.
Graham, who's starting tomorrow?
It's only 5 to 10.
That's privileged information, and I would be in breach of betting regulations if I gave it out.
Excellent. Who's next? Danny Wishart. I know he's addressed, Graham.
How many times has Hollis texted you to say, can you rewrite history?
I don't know, because once he got my number, I changed it.
Yeah, he did. He did. That's actually true. That is a true story, ladies and gentlemen.
Attitude or ability? Attitude or ability?
Well, I think when I first said attitude is more important than ability, did you? Did you? I thought you got a Destiny banner. Where's that
Destiny
banner?
Destiny Donut.
Let's get that Destiny banner back out.
We had it last Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
I got eyes. My view is that if you talk about it in football terms, you will have a lot of players who've got an enormous amount of technical ability, but they won't put one foot in front of the other. They've got no desire to learn and improve. They don't want to work to win. And if you gave me the choice of 11 technicians or 11 players who had a will to win, a will to learn, a will to want to get better and go forward, I'd take the ones who want to get better and learn and go forward over the others any day of the week. What I try and find is ones who've got both, because if you get the ability and you've got the attitude, then you've got a chance. So you won't get there, especially at this level. You're not going to get there with lads who haven't got the technical ability, but go and get the attitude, because I'll tell you, lads who don't want to learn, don't want to play football, don't love playing football, don't turn up every morning with a smile on their face, prefer to be in the treatment room to being out on the training pitch, prefer drink to a healthy protein, carbohydrate-based diet, those lads ain't going to help you win things.
Actually, do you want to do the interview after the match tomorrow? Because you got more out of him than I ever have.
And Graham, is that where you were coming from when you were and I'm not taking the mic, rock bottom and bottom. When you came in at rock bottom, is that what you found? What sort of things did you find at rock bottom?
You find losing, don't you, at rock bottom?
Yeah. But there must have been more than losing, because we were losing and we were accepting that.
Yeah, well, losing is about having people who don't give two monkeys. Losing's about having people who are happy taking your money and putting it in their pocket and think it's their entitlement. It's about having people who don't want to come to work. It's having people who want to complain because you keep them for an hour in the morning. People who don't accept that football fans go out and earn their money to put it into a football club and think they're entitled to take it away. And I think that lads who get that money for the privileged existence should put one foot in front of the other, should do a day's work and should earn their money and give you something back on a Saturday. And I don't think people who are doing that. So.
And I think we'd agree with you that we were watching players last season that were doing that, and you've managed to get rid of most of them or all of them?
No, I think the squad today, the first team squad, I mean, there's players at the club and players on loan who perhaps aren't in the first team squad anymore, who aren't part of my future plans. And the ones that are at the club and are part of the future plans are lads who I honestly believe want to work, want to improve, want to get better, want to win. It's no surprise, is it, that since we've got a better group together and shed some of the others, results have taken an upturn.
And basic question, you think we're going to stay up?
Yes. I think you take it one game at a time, and I think we'll win tomorrow.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Recording's off. Who actually won tonight, Mark or Dean?
Dean. Where's my piece of paper? Well,
where's your pink pen?
You know what? Steve had that. It was 15 all till we got into that final round. And Steve produced round eight that I guess was about to give it to the right. But
it's true.
I don't think anybody would accept round eight going that way. I think tonight was a really good evening in favour of the charity. And I think. And
you
I think
would never
that's
accept that.
All right, okay, Dino won.
Yeah! Right, I have a question.
Fee, go.
After tonight's performance, is Dino still thick as shit?
Well, that's a question I really need to redirect to you.
I never thought he was. Graham. I just thought it was quite comical.
Graham.
You thought he was, so you're letting him off the hooker, yeah?
I thought he wasn't. I just thought it was very comical.
It was comical? Yes.
Graham.
So he's comical as shit.
Graham, are you saying you can't put your finger on it?
I'm sure I'm not saying I can't put... I can always put my finger on it. Don't worry about that.
I've got one question for you, because I've done a bit of Borough Guide research this week, because I thought it might actually come in handy.
Go
when
on.
When we won the conference...
Yeah.
We used 23 players.
Did we?
Yeah. Brough, Bayes, Albrighton, Eddie, Vincenti, Wilson all made less than 10 appearances.
Okay.
When we were in League Two, we used 37 players and we used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, loads of players under 10 appearances. Oh, what? What?
Is it not that number that you
13 under 10 appearances like Kuki, Daly, Dixon, Atino, Boylan, Bayes, May, mm-hmm. Walker, Williams, O'Shea. What was the difference between winning the conference and going up from League Two when you used a lot more players
What's the difference between winning the conference and getting up through League Two?
Well, I think we dealt with that just now when we were talking about attitude and ability. I think that the quality of football that you need to play, the way you need to work the ball in possession, is very different as you go up the levels. The defences are better organised, better structured, more experience, more know-how, and you've got to have more technical ability, more organisation as a team to break them down and to defend the patterns of play. So some lads can learn quickly, some lads can't. And what you've seen in League Two, same probably as League One, that some lads who were given a chance to cut it but couldn't quite get there. Mm. Whereas, and obviously in those circumstances, you need to go in the market and bring lads in who can cut it at that level. And it's difficult for a club like ours because we haven't got the funds to go in the market. So you've got to go out there and you've got to trial a lot of players, and hence you see players coming and going because you're trialling players that are available. You're not able to go out there with a chequebook and sign the ones that particularly you want.
But we did quite well going into League One, didn't we? I mean, when you went to Preston, we were sort of edge of playoffs, FA Cup.
Yeah.
We sort of took it in our stride, didn't we?
That's winning, though, isn't it? Learning. Winning is learning, and you've got to get a rate of learning that means that you can create that progress.
So and where would we have
Yeovil,
been?
Yeovil were in the bottom four when I left,
yeah.
And they became a championship club very, very quickly because they learned real quick. Mm. And if you look at us right now, our form right now is player form, isn't it? So if we sustain what we're doing right now, and there's no reason why we can't, and we build on it, then we can expect to really be going places this time next year, can't we?
And had you stayed, where do you think
we'd have gone up?
And quickly adding on that,
I'm not saying that because of me. I just think that I probably would have got the best. I knew that squad. I probably would have got the best out of the squad. They nearly went up anyway, and the lads themselves said to me, "If we'd have stayed together, we'd have gone up." And I believe them.
Yeah. Very quickly, yes. Adding on that, if we're in the same position next year and someone like Preston came in, what would your mindset be in terms of would you go or would you try and
Pete.
No, when I came back, I signed a 2-year contract and I said that I wouldn't leave until such time as we'd gone into the championship. So. If the same circumstances arrive this time next year where we were top six and flying and somebody came along and said, we want you, then I gave the chairman my word that I wouldn't go during the course of my contract. I'd see the job out.
OK, well, I think with that, that's a good point to end on. I think it's fair to say that I don't think the MK Dons manager will be having this sort of evening the night before a game like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think we've got to say a big thank you to Graham.
Rob themselves.
Yeah.
To Graham Westley for coming along, being a really good sport and helping us to raise an awful lot of money for a very good charity. Graham, thank you very much. Just bring back the 3 points tomorrow, please. He's going to go now because he's got some text.
This podcast was recorded in front of a live audience. Many people were involved in its production, and a load of old Toffee team would like to thank you all for their contributions. Special thanks go to Stevenage Football Club and to 119 Productions, who provided their services free of charge.
I'll tell you what, he's a right wanker, that referee, you know, I'll tell you.
Yeah, love you, Graham. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
James from Australia.
Well, he's always got plenty to say. Most of it's a load of toffee.
This podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. A Load of Old Toffee.